From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once again to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from James chapter 4 and verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. But just before we hear the message based on this verse, let's take a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Bible reading today is taken from James chapter 4, verse 14. For as ye know not what shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. These words have often been preached to saved and unsaved alike. Challenging the Christian, verse 14 has been used to encourage them to live for God in the light of eternity. But in challenging the unsaved, verse 14 has been used to cause such to consider the great issues of life and death, and thus prepare them for eternity by putting their faith and trust in Christ as Saviour and Lord. And it's in this light that I want you to consider this verse with me today. The verse asks the question, for what is your life? Now these are words that really probe your life. They probe your heart. They probe your conscience. And yes, such words cause you and I to think of what life is all about. And for some, life is really about a job, getting married, having a family, having a home, a car, a good holiday. For others, life is really about what they do at the weekend, going to the pub, the nightclub, the disco, partaking maybe of alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, gambling, living an immoral life. Indeed, for others, life is about being a good neighbour, a good father, a good husband, attending their church, being kind and charitable and respectable in their own community. Well, friend, as you think of this question, for what is your life? It is the Lord of glory, the judge of all the earth, who wants you to stop and to think about what your life is like today. Yes, this is a question that you must consider if you are to be saved from your sins and to be ready for heaven. Oh, as you would think upon this question for what is your life, there are three things I want you to notice today. First of all, this question for what is your life reminds us that our life is brief. Answering this question in verse 14 regarding man's life, we're told that it appeareth for a little time. God says man's life is short. It's a little time. The hymn writer says life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. Should a man live as old as Methuselah, who lived 969 years, still his life is brief and short in God's sight. In Psalm 90 verse 4 it says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are as but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. 1,000 years, 10 centuries are but as one day in God's sight. Friend, if 1,000 years are as but as one day with God, what then of someone who lives only for 70 or 80 years in this life? Their life is but a little time in God's sight. Well, the word of God says, my friend, that you're only here for a little time. And when your little time is up, death will come certainly. This little time means that you're not going to live forever. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 verse 27, for it is appointed unto man once to die. And 2 Samuel chapter 14 says, we must needs die. Yes, as you think of this question, for what is your life? See that your life is short. See that death is coming. See that you're not going to live here forever. And if you die without Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will perish in hell forever. For in John chapter 3 verse 36 it says, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Yes, with every breath you take in your unsafe condition, you're marching a step near the precipice that will take you down into a lost eternity in hell itself. Luke's Gospel chapter 12 verse 19, the Lord Jesus speaks to us about the parable of the rich farmer, the rich husbandman. And that man spoke to himself and he said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat and drink and be merry. Verse 20 of that chapter says, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that lay up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. This man was a fool. Why? Because he did not count on death. He had not Christ as a Savior. He was not rich toward God. Friend, may you not be guilty of following the same folly. But then secondly, this question for what is your life reminds us that man's life is brittle. In answering the question for what is your life, verse 14 says it is even a vapor. That word vapor shows us that the thread of man's life is frail, it is feeble, it is brittle. Think of the vapor or steam from a boiling kettle that you can see. By that steam you can put your hand into the middle of it, but you cannot hold it or touch it. It's feeble, it's of no real substance. It's here for a moment and then suddenly it is gone. And that is how it is with man's life. Our life is as brittle as a vapor. One moment is here, and then in the next moment it can be taken from us. Friend, in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye, in a split second, death can come upon you. And in a moment, your life on earth is over. For it is just like a vapor. Yes, human life is frail. Speaking of his life, Job says, oh, remember that my life is wind. Isaiah says, we all do fade as a leaf. You may have your plans laid for tomorrow, or for this week, or for next week. But if death comes, not one of your plans will be fulfilled. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. James 4 verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. These people whom James was writing were full of plans and intentions. And verses 13 and 15 he speaks to them and he says, go to now ye that say tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Here James was telling them that their plans would only come to pass if God permitted. Likewise, my friend, your plans for tomorrow will only come to pass if God permits and your life is spared. Perhaps you have often considered your need to be saved. Your need to repent of your sin. Your need to prepare for heaven by trusting in Christ as Saviour. Yet in considering these matters, you have always put off your soul's salvation to another time. Well, let me warn you that this other time for you may never come. For the brittle thread of your life can be broken easily and swiftly. Without Christ as Saviour, you shall be forever lost in hell. You may be in the best of health, but you know the young and the healthy can die just as suddenly as the old and frail. You visit your local graveyard, and you'll see the names, yes, of old people, but alongside this, you'll see the names of young people on their headstones. Why? Because the tread of your life is brittle. The Lord Himself therefore invites you to Himself for salvation, for He says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But then secondly, this question for what is your life, it reminds you that life's prospects can also be blessed. Notice there those words at the end of verse 14 of James chapter 4, where it says of man's life, and then vanisheth away. These words point us to man's eternal destiny. We've already seen and said that if a man dies unsaved, he will spend eternity in a lost sinner's hell. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But you know, the Bible also speaks of another eternal destiny called heaven. This is for all who die saved and in Christ. When a saved person dies, their soul goes immediately to be with the Lord in heaven's glory. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, Paul speaks of this when he speaks of his desire to be with Christ, which is far better. And then when the Lord returns, the Christian's body will rise in a glorified state from the grave and be reunited with the soul in heaven. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17, Paul speaks of this, where he says, for then the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the Bible tells us that heaven is a place of everlasting blessing, a place where there is no sin, no night, no death, no tears, a place of eternal praise and glory. It is the eternal abode of the Lord and His people. Revelation 7 verse 15, we have a glimpse there of heaven that says, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The eternal prospects for all who are saved in heaven, my, they are the complete opposite of those who die unsaved. For the saved there is the eternal joy and glory of heaven. Friend, if you're to have this wonderful hope of heaven, then now in time, may you come to Christ as Saviour. May you do so today. Thank you for listening. May God bless His word to your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.